This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
It is a Vuma 103, 23 minutes past 10 o'clock. And this exact part of the song where it's almost like the begging in the song begins. But the topic today fits perfectly with what Oloyiso is singing about right now. 23 past 10, this is Till Noon. I'm Vanessa Marawa. And the studio joining me right now, I've got Mr. Nick Nzama, who is going to tell us his story. But first, asibingelele, Mr. Nzama. Good morning and welcome to Vuma 103.
Ngikubingelele, Vanessa, ngibingelele nabalaleli.
So this one is quite a big topic. You know, we met on Friday and I thought, what, we have to get Mr. Nzama on the radio to talk to all of us because you represent, it's an NGO now?
Yes,
it's an NGO.
Yeah.
It's called Boys to Men. We'll talk about what that represents in just a bit. But ngoba angithandi ukuxoxa sengathi bengikhona, Mr. Nzama. I'd like just to hand over to you because the headlines had read in, it was 2017,
yeah.
The headlines were had read, teenage boy kills a 67-year-old lover in KZN. KZN pupil, 18, found guilty of murder of a 67-year-old. And you are related to the story. Please tell us how.
Well, the boy in question is my son. My firstborn, my biological son, ekuyena engayibonanga nami ukuthi nginayo inzalo, ngumuntu emhlabeni.
So those headlines, first of all, how did you find out about Lindaba?
Well, look, the headline or Lindaba ngendlela evela ngayo emaphepheni, I found out nami njengoba like everyone else
emaphepheni.
Yes,
really.
The, you know, for me, the fact ukuthi you call it a love, I mean, how can you call a love, you know, a I mean, just think about this. 18-year-old boy kills 67-year... Let's just take a moment to think about that. 67-year-old lover. You know, for me, umawa mongzalayo right now, uno 62.
Sure.
So, for uguti gungatiwa ukoko na 67, ubelala nengane yami ikusukelino 14.
Wow.
Up until he is 18. You know, it was just, for me, it was mind-boggling. Let alone uguti then it eventually got to a case where he killed her. You know,
where were you?
I think... For me, that becomes ultimately it. I think to answer your question directly is that I was not there for him. Because if I had been there as a father for him, you know, I think this would have not happened. Because being a parent or being a father is not about uguti we are keeping mal noma we keep in, or whether those moments mofigile kaya we are figa in kaya or not. You know, it's about uguti are you really present in the person's life, in the child's life. And for me, the simple answer is that I was not there. You know, otherwise, if I had been there, lo mama we utisha wakho emfundisi, I mean, I just assumed uguti yonke into is fine. You know.
So utisha wakhe esikoleni.
Utisha wakho emfundisi esikoleni.
Since 14, they had an inappropriate relationship.
Utisha nje yabona lento yokujabulela ukuthi ingane ithanda utisha noma ingane ithanda umama kwabani noma ingane lo mama uyibiza njalo ingane in you know umkhwenyana wami, you know, idlalisa lezo idlaliso zeingane esingayinaki thina ezabazali, you know. So because especially ngoba ingane yomfana siyakunaka uma kuyingane yentombazane ukuthi ayi engadobaba ingane useqala ukuyithinta thinta ngendlela errong noma eh yabo, but uma kuwomama asinaki ukuthi oh no umfana wami umkhonzile. So and I mean he would go and visit the teacher at her house, you know. And
and you were thinking what?
No, umfana wami ugudu uthanda othisha uzavakashe, you know. So for me it was a good thing, you know. So let alone ukuthi the fact of not checking ukuthi mengabe ngekho kumina ngoba uma wakhe is not my wife, you know. So uma wakhe sesikade vele sahlukana, let alone ukuthi mina noma wakhe, because of our own differences, you know, we don't speak coordinate ukuthi ingane ikumina noma ikwena. So ingane mayingekho kuwena kwenzakalani, you know, mayingekho kumina mengabe suka kumina ufikile yini lapho naye mesuka kuyena ufikile. So you know, because we let our own personal issues get in between ukwenzela sure ukuthi ingane sikhulisa kahle.
Now, when your son was busy visiting, and there's a story that I saw, Betty, at some point, why bolega ne moto gatisha, Gonke Loco, at some point, red flags. I mean, it's obviously in hindsight, we can all say what we were lying to say. But at the time...
Look, it's a deep-rooted story. It's just that, for me, I don't want to play the blame game when it comes to this. I want to take responsibility for my part as Ubaba, you know. But in that, there was a case. And the school itself, because, I mean, the question is, where was the school in this? The school took very big responsibility. Bam suspend utisha umama lo ngokuthi wayinikeza ingane imoto engenayo license.
So there was something.
Yes, there were red flags, you know. Even my mom wahamba waya khona esikoleni ukuyikhuluma lento ukuthi how is ingane being given imoto, lo mama wenzani inikeza ingane imoto, because you know. And kwaze kwaba ne disciplinary hearing and she ended up being suspended. Wasuka kuleso sikole ayofundisa kwesinye. Kwenzeka lento nje akasafundisa, usaxoshwa kulesi sikole eqoshelwa yona lento ukuthi you've got a relationship esingay understanding nengane unikeza ingane. And at the time, the only red flag was ukuthi unikeza ingane imoto. Sasiyitshela ingane uyayithuma ngemoto, sithi unikezelani ingane imoto, because mean I've made a ruling, you know, ukuthi ingane ayizoyithinta imoto until azaqeda isikole, because he was already a year behind the school, and so we wanted to make sure that he focuses on his education.
So already, I mean, that besides the inappropriate relationship, which is huge already, but to give a child a car to kind of break the rules that you'd already set and the goals that you'd set for the child is going against the plan already that you have for your son, which is again overstepping a boundary as a person. But let's take it back now to what happened, what unfolded, what you understand now about what led to the murder.
The court, according to the court, the legal point at the moment is that they kidnapped him. Him and his friend. He was driving the car, and his friend was driving the car. He was driving the car. His friend was sitting on the back seat, and umama lo kwabangwa imali apparently, and then the one boy who was seated at the back then took out his shoelace from strangling umama wayehleli kwi front seat. They then went and dumped her body, kwandengezi emahlathini, and over and above that, mengabe icala selifike enkantolo, umfana lo munye wayesethi no, umfana wami emthembisa R500 ukuthi ababulale lo mama. So that's the legal story. So kwakuba ngoba babefuna imoto. So you can ask your now ungayibuzela ke imibuzo ukuthi but wayifuna kanjani imoto, imoto ayevele ithola, had access to nan, you know, those things didn't make any sense, you know, to me.
The bottom line is that he was there and the woman is no longer. So that's the bottom line.
And as I always say, you know, for me to support such an action, ngesikhathi abantu besifazana ababulawa ngaso kanjalo, you know, hence he's doing 25 years plus 4 in prison at the moment. He was convicted last year on the 29th of September, of August. The case took about 3 years, and I said I would not support him in that in the whole murder case, but I love him as my son and I support him with Funala recover, and I hope we are funda kumanje. He's actually dedicated himself with afunde. Whilst he's in prison, and obviously 25 years is almost life, so there is no appeal reprieve, at the moment, yeah. You know, so I do not support action yokubulala kunomndeni njengamanje. Whether lo mama waye guilty of lezi zinto esimjaja ngazo manje, or they which was enza back then or not, but her kids do not deserve to be without a mother. They do not, you know. So for me, that's the bottom line, ukuthi. So hence I say my not being there and not being responsible enough for my son led to a family not being having a mother at this moment. My being careless as a young man, having kids before I was mature enough to actually raise a child, to be there, you know, because I had him when I was 19 in matric, you know.
So that's what I wanted us to talk about. I wanted us to get the headline and lay the foundation. I mean, all the headlines and the sensationalism, it's an important part of the story, because that's what happened. But I want us to then talk about the responsibility you've taken, one as a man, to how you can advise other men, because with the brief conversation we had was about it, a problem. I mean, we're talking about gender-based violence every other day in this country. Somebody's getting murdered. There's a tweet to which somebody's missing. Somebody's been found. What is going on, and what role do men, grown and young men still coming up in life, have to play in what is happening in our society? The Men's Forum. So, Mr. Nzam, I want us to quickly just play some of the voice notes that we have received, then get to the part where you take responsibility and also what you would advise other men, because there's so much. It would take more than an hour for us to talk about this topic, but just some of those highlights. I'll start with this voice note.
Yeah, ngiyaluza udaba enikhuluma ngale emsakazweni CCV. Ibuhlungu ngempela le nto eyenzakalayo. Othisha besifazane banakho ngempela ukuthi bathandane neyingane eziyabantu besilisa abafana. And umzekelo esingabe uzobona nje njengale nto eyenzeka kwi telenovela le ekhona iGomora la uMiss Manzi elala khona nomfana omncane. So uyabona-ke ukuthi nomanje nomfana ohlukumezekile uyaphazamiseka nasefundweni, okungenzeka ukuthi mhlampe naye kuze kugcine nalapho. Ibuhlungu le nto. Ngiyabonga.
So a little bit, Mr. Nzama, to look at what is out there now in media, like he said, telenovelas, at least the conversation is being had. I don't think we were talking about this a few years ago.
No, we certainly weren't. And I mean, to think, Uguti, if you look at his, Sandile's case, for instance, the court didn't even factor it in, Uguti was sexually groomed, you know.
And that's also something, I don't know if it's a different topic on its own, because that's, you know, there's another voice note here from a listener, Oshoyo Gutilendo Oshoyo, Mr. Nzama, Yang Tusa, because I have sons. We always worry about the girl child, rightfully so, but what about the boy child?
Look, it's a very deep topic, because mangabe, I always say, Uguti, the gender-based violence topic is resolved because sadila nama symptoms. We're not dealing with the root causes, because everyone wants to be politically correct when it comes to gender-based violence. Nobody wants to call a spade a spade. Some of the things that need to be sorted out are 1, 2, 3. You know, starting from how are we raising the boy child, socially correctness in terms of our language, social stereotypes in terms of what it is to be a man, what makes a man a man. You know, so ozonke lezo zinto, because you know, kuna lesisho nje esingasinaki sesizulu esithi ene ingube endala ilala ingane, when it comes to ukulala, when it comes to abantu abadala besifazane. So mengabe as umfana mengabe when you are having a relationship with an older woman, ngiyakuthiwa ingube endala vele ilala ingane, which means as society we justify we've accepted it. So and maybe to be explicit, you know, because you know kuna lento esithi your first sexual encounter is umuntu wesifazane, consensual or non-consensual, is very painful. Well, angathi it's painful because I don't know. So yeah, it's painful. Is sexual experience umuntu wesilisa consensual or non-consensual?
It's pleasurable.
It's pleasurable. So how do you as umuntu wesilisa after ukuzobumnandi say I've been molested or I've been raped? Because uzwe ubumnandi. So makuzosuka uanto clean ekhaya noma umngani kama noma uthisha okufundisayo ethi mfana wami thatha into yakho uyifake la kumina, you know. So then when your notion of sex, you grow up as a young man say thinking ukuthi lento yami umsebenzi wayo kuyithatha ngiyifake la, there is no emotions to it, so therefore I do not respect sex.
I mean every single day.
Exactly. Emva kwalokho we emva kube sekuzwisela umama lento akuzwisa yona. Uyenze njani emva kwalokho? You go uyobamba ingane odlala nazo umasigcozo, odlala nazo imizi eingangawe noma eingaphansi kwakho. Usufuna ukwenza njani? Uthatha into yakho uyifake la ngoba wazi ukuthi umsebenzi wa lentamo uyithatha ngifake la. Ngifuna lo babunandi ngibuzwisela umama.
Without understanding
ukuthi no, this thing, you know, how does it actually go? And lo muntu esifazane manje sengiyokwenza lento kuyena, yena sengimzwisa ubuhlungu. Not to say ukuthi we justify the animal and nobudluzula nobunja ngibeka kanjalo bokudlwengula umuntu esifazane. That's a totally separate topic altogether. You know, so but I'm saying ukuthi if we do not start there and say as much as this strict enganeni intombazane, asibe straight enganeni yomuntu wesilisa, as much as ingane yomuntu wesifazane siyifundisa ngomzimba wayo, you know, asifundise nengane yomuntu wesilisa ngomzimba wayo ukuthi this is what it means when you reach puberty. You know, as much as you might not be getting your periods, but you know, when you reach the stage where so kalu pupa uglala nesalgwazi, and I mean that as well, ukuthi pupulale nesalgwazi, you know, on its own, think about it, you know. So then where does it go? You know, what does it mean for you as a young man?
Because with women, I mean, like you say, you get your period, it becomes very clear that you are now grown up, and there's a responsibility that you are made aware of. I don't see those conversations happening around men at all. But I also want us to quickly, because of time, touch on something very important as well, which is the fact that you stated yourself, Mr. Nzama, Yoguti, you know, you were not there. As a father, because of whatever was happening with you and the mother of your boy. There's so many families like that. There are so many fathers who had a kid before they were married, and now they are married. That kid sort of doesn't form part of the family unit because of the other reasons. What are we saying to those men who have kids before or even during a marriage and have kind of almost abandoned the responsibility of forming that child's character?
Look, Vanessa, it's a very difficult one. You know, I'm not going to claim to be a master at that, because me not having a relationship with my other kids did not end with Sandile. I've got other kids. One of the things, though, I can only talk about what I've learned. You know, and through my own experiences and through engaging with other men and young boys, good boy, in my program, and even engaging with mothers in my program, Uguti, you know, first and foremost, let us skale lapha ekufundiseni ingane ngokuthi, you know, you can pleasure yourself ngokuthi you are young, enjoy impilo nan, but fear having kids out of wedlock. You know, because the problems and the issues that are created are not only for you. They are for your future wife. They are for your future kids in and out of wedlock. Because the dynamics, all these politics are emotionally draining. You know, not just because sometimes I think women think it's only them who get affected ngalento, you know. Because abanye abantu balwa ngengane. You find fathers who are not able to have access to their kids because they are not able to provide enough. Or you are assumed, or you live this particular lifestyle, therefore you have it all. Yabona Vanessa, if I live with you in your household, you know, siyakwazi ukudla uphutha lodwa when ungenayo imali. There are days where you will not have money at all, so you put a lodwa in. But when you are there, nami ngilapha, I don't know what you're going through. Hence, it becomes important, the family structure. We, as society, we need to maybe respect that. If we are not within the same family structure for whatever reasons, then let us allow each other. Let's put our differences aside. Asicabangele lo muntu lo. One of my daughters who's outside of what mina baba ngikufuna kwena ngifuna uthando lakho kuphela. I understand you are in business. Sometimes things are good, sometimes are bad. Quite frankly, I don't care what happened between you and Uma. All I want is you.
And all I want is time. And
all I want is your. Because there are things. Sometimes there are times where, you know. I mean, a simple example, Vanessa. Endlini, ingane zami mina lezi esemshadweni. Khona izinto ezikwazi ukuyicela kumina engakwazi ukuyicela kumawaso. It's just a simple thing. So ingane, once you are absent in pilweni ingane altogether, utayekubani. You know, hence kuzoba khona mama abanjenga nalaba or obaba abanjenga nalaba abagcina, because this thing works both ways, remember. Because my program and what I'm saying is not to say, good, let's empower the boy child at the expense of the girl child. I'm saying let's raise them the same way.
There's so much in this topic that we can talk about patriarchy, we can talk about single motherhood, baby mama drama. There's so much under this topic, but I think the important part of which I'm very glad you agreed to come and to talk to us about this is just to get the conversation started, because you do have a program. We will have a future conversations online about this as well to try and unpack the different pockets. But I think most of the messages that are coming through is just from people saying, I really respect your guest today for coming through and having the chutzpah to come and chat to us about this journey. Another one from Upilani Borders Hill, Uti in Amandela topic and Amhlanje, and Mr. Nzama is powerful, giving the most powerful words, the facts of life as we're growing while we are raising our kids. And I think that's also something, Uti, nobody wrote a manual also for you.
No.
You know, how are you going to have a conversation? I don't know what your relationship is with your father specifically, but in general, a lot of young men didn't have these conversations, no, Baba. What Baba Banje Sekunjani, I don't think those conversations were had in a certain generation.
Look, Vanessa, for me, it's twofold. It brings in another dynamic to the conversation. Mm. My father left me when I was in my mother's belly.
Nazo.
And a stepfather.
Generational curse now.
Yep. The stepfather then stepped up when I was in higher primary, going to high school, you know, and hence I bear his name, actually. Mm. I bear my stepfather's name
and
because.
Not your father.
No, there's no ways. Because he, I said culture or no culture. This is the man ongifundisa ukuthi ubudoda yini. Even noma sengiyirong, yena umuntu angigayida wangibuyisela endleleni ukuthi no. Yabona, it's a pity because he's late. He passed on in 2002 in a car accident. But he taught me ukuthi, you know what, indoda ayiyona indoda ngoba ilenze iphutha. Indoda iyindoda ngoba mawusulenzile iphutha, you first acknowledge your mistake and then you take responsibility and then you fix it.
Here's what I have to say, though. I didn't know him, of course, but you are definitely right now living that lesson, because I don't know many people who would step up into media and say, I am the father of this child that did this thing. That is huge. I don't know many people who would do that. That is really huge, and I think you need to acknowledge that of yourself and say, as much as you are doing it to, I don't know what your reasons are, but to teach other men as well, It's something. It is something that you must have gotten from your late stepfather, because that is huge. Look, so, put just now, and I wouldn't go into media and be like, "Lalilani, this is what I did." It's too difficult. It's too much.
Look, Vanessa, I think inkinga ila. There's a conversation we had earlier. Obuzo, what my Twitter is, getting the Osabu tweet.
Yeah.
I think the problem is one of the reasons why we battle to fix most of the things in society is because we wait for perfect people to fix, isn't it? Once you try and fix something, somebody's going to step up at it, but when I get wazela. So,
and especially in our communities.
You know,
reason.
So who's going to fix it? Because remember, even as a Bible, what he knows,
that he without sin, cast the first stone.
And did anybody cast the first stone?
Idea.
You know, so that ultimately becomes it. If we wait for the perfect person to fix our society, we will never.
We're still waiting.
You know, I don't do this because I'm perfect. I don't do this because I'm mistakeless. I do this because it's life is a learning journey. You know, we learn every day. We make mistakes every day. But indlela ngesizulu sithi two indlela ibuzwa kwaba phambili. Only once you said something earlier on, you said in hindsight. Only once you've traveled can you then say, "Eish, but lapha I could have done better." You know, we all could have done it better. We all could have lived our lives in a better way. But you only live once. So once you've lived, the only other thing you can do is to tell others, "Look, you know what? Ungabusahamba ngale ndlela. Ngibonile kunesikhona into seyingane yakhumbula idindi ukubopha idindi. Angisazi kwakuthiwa yini, you know, endleleni ubophela abanye. Only then can you tell others ukuthi ungahambi lapha iboshiwe idindi lapho uzokhubeka, you know, or ungahambi lapha kunewa. But you can only tell others that once you've traveled through the journey.
Let's play a voice note. I'm not sure. I think it's from Anonymous.
Sanbonani Vuma family. Wow. Vanessa Noputila Pistujo. Wow. This is too much. I really applaud him. Ukuthi he is strong enough ukuthi azakwazi ukukhuluma ngalolu daba. And nokusupporta ke nje umfana wakhe. Yes, wonile. But nje ukuthi amsekele nje abe naye nje bam advise yabona nje nangempilo nangephutha lenzile abone ukuthi wenzile iphutha, but then he can also change his life for the better after kwinto eyenzekile. Mina angikhe kutheni ubani wenzeni or what should have been done. I think into ekufanele yenzeke manje ukuthi singabazali ekufundiseni ey'nganeni abafana. Uma kuwukuthi there's a teenage pregnancy and umfana wakho whether una 17 una 19, but naye abe fully responsible taking care of the child as much as intombazane. Ama clinic dates abahambe bobabili, yabona nje lawo ama full responsibilities awathole naye ukuze akhone ukuthi abe khona empilweni yengane nokuthi azi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ngizoyibamba lapho. It does go on and this makes some good facts, but we do also have a time constraint thing. But I do want to just bring up something that she talks about, Lapa Bamzama, and maybe because you've walked this journey, you can also maybe advise us on that. You said something like, this is giving us a great idea, go to teenage pregnancy, if the father went along to all the clinic visits and did all of the things that the woman has to do, perhaps he would feel more responsibility and more connection to the kid. But what you had said is that when most young boys lose their virginity, they do it in a very emotionless and unattached way. So, vele, it's not something that's going to come easy. We're suddenly going to form an attachment to something you don't even know called a baby because, well, you're busy when you're doing your thing, lang apparently. How can maybe we start to change that? Is there something that has, you know, I'm sure you've pondered these topics for a while.
I think, Vanessa, it starts with acknowledging ukuthi ukuba nentombi eyiningi nokulala namantombazana amaningi, it doesn't make you a better man. That's the starting point. Because
No.
I'm explicit again, yeah. Because we have to have a frank discussion. Umfana nentombi eyiningi ubizwa ngani? Ngesoka. Intombazane namadoda amaningi ibizwa ngani? Ngesifebe. I'm sorry to be explicit. So we need to start there. You know, we need to start there because you know we skoko, you know, shayinganyakabani, hey, umjitu ipetinga, hey, bambinga, umjitu ikinga. Guys go even go out and steal to please amantombazane. We've all been there. I mean, those are the facts. You do things because you're trying ukuthi ube the hit, you know. We need to start there. Teach our boys ukuthi you are not a hit because unentombi eyiningi. You are a hit because into zakho ihlelekile, impilo yakho ihlelekile, your future is intact. If we've groomed a young girl and say to ingane yentombazane abafana bazokudlala, why don't we tell the boys the same thing? Yeah. You know, so let's start there and fix our young boys and start teaching them. You know, I always say this, we can groom our girls as much as we want. I take it further. We can talk about women's rights as much as we want, tell women about their rights as much as we want, but the empowered woman comes home to who? A man who does not understand what women empowerment is. A man who himself still needs to be to understand how to love himself. You know, let's teach our young boys ukuthi ubusoka ukuyithanda wena kuqala.
All right, we'll be back with the final words from Mr. Nick Nzama. I'm glad you're having a men's forum of one, and it's all we needed today. The men's forum.
This is Vanessa. Ngithi mina ngesingami ubhuti ukhona uhlelo ofanele liqale oluzosiza abantu abaningi. Indlela akhuluma ngayo, baningi abantu abangasozakala besilisa labesifazane ngokunjalo. Ngiyabonga.
And the news is, Mr. Nzama, you are way ahead of the game. Yes.
Well,
please tell us about Boys to Men.
I started Boys to Men in 2011, but it was based on my own upbringing. And
before any of this happened,
As they say, a doctor cannot heal himself. You know, I was busy trying to assist abantu kanti amanzi ayangena endlini. But yeah, more than that, Boys to Men I started in 2011. One of the biggest problems, because ngengashayeka financially, business things, and so ngayiyeka ngo 2014. I've now resurrected it because of my son's issue, because it was like uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nami ukuthi I gave you a mission, you neglected it. Buka. So besides that, the bigger thing for me that talks to another issue. Yes, Joba Dushut, now we are starting to talk. I mean, it was very emotional for me to see Komora featuring the issue of Utedi being molested by his teacher, you know. But for me, the thing is, if you go out there and try and say, I run a boys organization, I need support, people will tell you, no, our funding is focused on girl programs. You know, so we're supporting this woman. I was actually shocked. I did a presentation in one of the departments. Bangjelu would no, we support Amaboy programs and si supporta abafana baya kwi ma initiation schools, and that's what we support. I was horrified. You know, so for me, it's about saying, Wuti, let us do whatever we can. You know, let us not empower the girl child at the expense of the boy child. You know, if we do that, we're killing society. But more than anything else, ukuthi wonke umuntu because we cannot wait for funding or, I mean, I'm not funded at the moment, but I do what I can, you know, and you even talk on social media, you get platforms like this. Hence I said, let us all do our bit in our own little corners. You know, one of the American presidents said, it's not about what my country can do for me, but rather what I can do for my country. Let us see what we can change. We can all complain about all the social ills and what have you, but it starts at home.
What are you doing in your home right now? We're going to have to leave it there. Like I said, we'll take it on to the online platforms and continue this conversation. Thank you so much for being the man that you are. I'm thanking your stepfather who's late because I think the lesson was well learned. The fact that you are able to come and own and say, this is what happened to me and I'm taking this to teach other boys and men how to do better so they don't have to walk this path that I have walked. Mr. Nick Nzama, Facebook?
Nick Nzama on Facebook. And then our Boys to Men, I'm a page I2. I split them up. Connie Boys to Men Program SA Mothers, and then Zoba Connie Boys to Men Program SA, which is for fathers and boys, because I saw the need for all mama. There's a lot of single mothers, abangazi, how to handle the boy child. So we have a different conversation. So yeah,
I'm going to be a part of it. I'm coming through.
Thank you.
Nzama, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the platform.
Right.
Till noon with Vanessa Marawa, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Yeah.